what is going on today. आओ मनमोहन जी मीठा थारा बोल, बालपणा की प्रीति रमैया कदे गही आयो थारो तोल। दर्शन बिन मोहि चक न परत है चित मेरो डावा डोल। मीरा कहे मैं भई रावरी कहो तो बजाऊं ढोल। Inviting Krishna, saying that please come, because I like the way you speak, you know, like your way of speaking, I like very much. So please come. And she's saying that Bala Panaki Priti Ramaya, like my love for you is like a like when children love each other, you know, that kind of love, you know, there is no so much like so much should, you know, like later what happens that we have love, but there is like should, you know, like if this person is like this, like expectation. So she's saying like, my love for you is like a childlike love. And this is why there is no kind of weighing, you know. Like toll is like, you know, what is this?
Scale.
Yeah, scale. Because there is no scale. I don't feel that, you know. Because, you know, like, because I came to see you one time, so you should come one time, you know. It's not, there is no kind of expectation in it. There is no rules in it. And one thing I certainly can say, she's saying that when I don't see you, then I'm not at peace. Like I feel here and, you know, like actually you know, like when I see you I'm at peace, and when I don't see you I'm not at peace, you know, I'm like here and there and nothing works kind of, you know, other than seeing you. So when I don't see you, then I'm kind of down and old means like, you know, like this, you know.
Kind of.
Scattered, yeah. Like scattered. Meera kahe, main bhai ravari, kaho to bajaun dhol. And if you want that I should declare that I'm yours, then I can, you know, drum and tell everyone. That also I can do, but you know, like a like I'm far sure yours. And if you if you are not coming because of this, that I should drum, then I can also drum, you know, it's no problem for me that I can, you know. Next one is, Sovat hi palka me, main to palak lagi, pal me piu aaye, main jo uthi, प्रभु आदर देवन को जाग पड़ी पिव ढूंढ न पाए और सखी पिव सोई गमाए मैं जो सखी पिव जाग गमाए मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर सब सुख होए श्याम घर आए सी प्रोबेबली टुडे आई थिंक यू नो ओपन धर्मा पेड सम लाइक बक्सीस टू हर बिकॉज सी इज कैन pro to open Dharma. Maybe some Western Union, you know. Jayaji. So what she's saying, like, actually I was resting, you know, in like what we say, lying down meditation, in some kind of that state. So seeing I was lying on my bed and somehow I felt like, you know, I'm kind of half asleep, you know, palak lagi means like half eye was closed. And in the same moment, Krishna came. In the same moment, you know, like what we were talking yesterday, you know, this 1 second moment that comes. So she's saying that palak lagi, like it felt like me that I'm going to sleep. But I was not sleeping, and then Piu means he's saying to Krishna, Piu actually his husband, so my husband came, Krishna came, means that this 1 second what we were talking yesterday, like that moment came, and then she's saying that, Main jo uthi, Prabhu adar den ku jag padi, Piu dhoondh na paaye. So what happened that as soon as I felt that my beloved has come, then of course, like, I got up to really honor my beloved, but in this getting up, I lost my beloved, you know, kind of, you know, like, in, like, while I try to really, you know, in this try, I lost. And then she's saying that, और सखी पिव सोई गमाए मैं जो सखी पिव जागी गमाए देर वर अदर फ्रेंड्स हु आर स्लीपिंग एंड दे वर अवे फ्रॉम द बेलवेट एंड आई वोक अप एंड लास्ट द बेलवेट यू नो अदर्स वर स्लीपिंग एंड दिस इज वाई कृष्णा वॉज नॉट देयर एंड आई वोक अप एंड last Krishna, kind of, somehow, like, all of us last Krishna, but some, because of sleeping, like, she's saying, I myself, because I want to honor him, and then, kind of, you know, like, came back, so. Meera ke prabh girdhar nagar, sab sukh hoye syam ghar aaye. And she's saying that, certainly, I feel, that when this 1 second moment comes, then like okay, she's saying like I feel aligned, you know, like feeling up, aligned, being aligned, yeah, alignment, you know, like sab sukh, you know, like if I translate all happinesses, then like our mind will go, you know, like that everything is there, but actually like being aligned, you know, like you feel you know, it's like very very specific feeling, and I don't know how to kind of describe that.
In harmony?
In harmony, yeah. like aligned and in harmony. Like she said, sovat hi palaka me. Like I was sleeping on my bed. You know. So probably we need some beds, you know. And then she's saying that it felt like my eyes were kind of, you know, closing to sleep. They were not closed, but like closing to sleep. And in the same moment, my husband came, my beloved came. And then suddenly, like, because this was like so good news, that I had, like, you know, the first time is like really good news, and it's like really, you really want to, you know, like, whatever you can. So, of course, Meera also, she really wanted to, kind of, so that he's not angry, you know, like, this is what we feel, that, okay, so that at least God feels that I honor. So she felt that I should honor Krishna and woke up and laughed because of being awake. She laughed. And then she's saying like there were other friends. Sakhi is like girlfriends, not like really girlfriends, you know, like when two girls are like, you know, friends. So, Sakhi is like, you know, so saying there were other friends who laughed because they were sleeping, and I laughed because I became awake, like I woke up, yeah, not awake, I woke up.
Did you say the word for beloved was pew?
Pew, yeah.
Like pew pew.
Yeah, like same thing, you know, like pew pew, you know. It's, yeah. And Meera ke prabhu girdhar nagar sab sukh hoye shyam ghar aaye. You know, this one moment when we feel in harmony or aligned, she's saying that nothing else is needed. Like that moment is enough to, you know, like.
I'm really confused because the last thing, she woke up and walked in. And then she goes on to say, like, if I'm aligned, it's really okay, I don't need to see her anymore.
If I'm
aligned, I don't see how she got from the feeling of loss to alignment.
Like remembrance, you know, suddenly this memory came, remembrance came, and she really felt that, you know, like, that was the, like, right moment, you know, that was the appropriate, you know. So, any questions around this? Yeah, no, like what she's saying, you know, that was very natural to do so. But in doing so, I laughed. So means for next time probably she will learn that she will not do this like ritual, you know, like she will like try to forget. You know, also like second time you again forget, you know, like maybe it's like 2 seconds and then like something happens, something else happens, you know, like. You feel, you know, I'm kind of like, and then you laugh. So, when it happens few times, then like slowly you kind of prepare yourself to, you know, to handle it. So this is what she's saying, like, you know.
It's not a matter of doing anything, just more paying more attention.
Yeah, like as soon as you come to mind. Yes, she's saying that in her experience is like when mind, like start, you know, like when mind comes back, because this is like the experience is not in mind, you know. It's like when mind is almost lost, kind of. And then, like this is why she's saying like I was lying down on the, kind of, you know, in like going towards sleep, but not really in the sleep. And then something happened, and I felt that my beloved is there. And I felt that I should really honor, I should really, you know, kind of embrace, give a hug, kind of. And then, in this, as soon as I thought so, in this thinking, I lost the beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, I think, you know, it's not like, probably, yeah, we cannot say this attachment. It's like very, very natural human behavior. You know, you really, I think, you know, nothing can be done to this, you know. Like, we cannot, like, without experiencing, you know, like, we have experienced many times. Like, you know, there is no way that you can be prepared prior to. You know, you cannot make yourself prepare. Because it's like very, very human instinct. You really want, you know, you really want. So, yeah.
So, in other words, you have to learn to hang out in that quiet place?
Yeah. Like, she has to really learn to, you know, put off the mind, you know, keep on mind off. That has to come via. Because when you last really, there is like a shock of losing, and that gives like a some kind of, you know, experiential knowing that I shouldn't turn on. So slowly, you know, like in few times that comes.
Also because she needs this encounter so much.
Yeah, because I think, you know, she is looking for this. And
that's quite crazy without like feeling it.
Yeah.
So you have to find a way.
I think, you know, each of us has to find a way, you know, like how to really deal with the situation.
Because the point is like when you feel something like that, or mm-hmm. when you experience something like that, mm-hmm. so strong or so there, uh-huh. then you get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, you know, in really, you also have to last, you know. Like, that is also very natural to lose it, you know. It's not like that you can find a way without going there a few times. Like, there is no prior training, you know. Kind of, this is what I'm saying, like, there cannot be a, like, prior training that once you see your beloved, you know, you can really find a way. Way will come after, like, losing, after being, like, after you lose, after you lost.
Is this what they mean in the devotional literature that Krishna
playing hide and seek with the yogis? Yes, also. So the question was, like, if this is what, in, like, devotional literature, there are so many times, like, Krishna is playing with gopis, like hide and seek, you know, this game. So, yeah, of course, this hide and seek, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this 1 second thing, which you know happened to me many years ago,
mm-hmm.
what it revealed to me, just this 1 second,
mm-hmm.
that is what, in my experience, feels important.
Yeah.
So, I don't feel a need to go back, like, mm-hmm. to have another 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be really amazing, but
mm-hmm.
what that 1 second revealed to me
yeah.
was
right.
enough.
Yeah.
So why this need to keep seeing Krishna and
I think, you know, this is like you kind of, like somehow you don't feel need. Maybe she is feeling need. In our childhood, we experienced something similar to that, right? Because, like, if we don't know, then kind of knowing is also very important. So, like even if we, like, say, in every day in the sleep, we experience. That doesn't count, kind of. Like. So really, like, knowing is very important. Like, really, recognition is very important.
So, the question.
Like, she was saying that she felt this 1 second many years before, and there is no need for more. You know, so that kind of, you know, like, really, that was so fulfilling that there is no need. And Mira is saying that she needs it more. So it's like different, like, you know, people will. Next one is Ram Milan ke kaaj sakhi mere arat pur mein jaagi re. तड़फत तड़फत कल न परत है बिरह बाण उर लागी रे निस दिन पंथ निहारूं पीव को पलक न पल भरी लागी रे पीव पीव मैं रतूं रात दिन दूजी सुध बुध बागी रे बिरह भुजंग मेरो दस्यो है कलेजो लहर हलाहल जागी रे मेरी आरत मेट गुसाई आए मिलो मुझ सागी रे मीरा व्याकुल अति उक राली पिया की उमंग अति लागी. It's like she's using this aarti, which is like when if you have been to a temple, there they put like on a plate like a fire, camphor, yeah, that fire. So that is called aarti. So Mira is saying that it feels like that kind of fire, you know, which like on the plate, that kind of fire is kind of burning my heart really to so that I can see my velvet. You know, like, there is like that kind of fire in my heart, and fire is kind of provoking me to, so that I can see my velvet. You know, like there is a kind of, you know, it's like deeper than the wish. You know, like this is why this fire, because wish you can handle, like with, you know, like you can kind of, you know, put up with. But fire, you know, probably like Ramana Maharshi, you know, cannot put up with. Like you really. cannot postpone, you know. Yeah, like a compulsion, you know, like you really feel fiery, you know, like burning in. So she's saying like, this burning in has come to find my velvet. And then, tadfat, tadfat, kal na parat hai, virah baan ur lagi re. There is no way that I can be at peace. You know, it's kind of like if we see example of Ramana, you know, like Ramana will say, I have to be eaten by mosquitoes, you know, in order to, because this is so fiery, you know, and eaten by mosquitoes is not, you know, that painful as this fire. So similar thing is happening to Mira, saying that, like there is no way out. It feels like an arrow is piercing in my heart, you know, like that kind of, you know, like it's, no, there is no way to postpone. Like I cannot really say, okay, you know, I go for a cappuccino and then come back and entertain this. Like, so even that much time is not there, you know. But निस्दिन पंथ निहारू पीव को पलक न पल भरी लागी रे लाइक माई आईज कैनॉट क्लोज लाइक दे कैनॉट स्लीप बिकॉज I'm only looking outside, like I'm really, I don't want to miss, so I'm really looking outside when my velvet knocks, you know, when, so I cannot somehow sleep, my eyes don't close. पीव पीव मैं रटूं रात दिन दूजी सुध बुध भागी दे एंड इट्स एग्जैक्टली लाइक रमना यू नो लाइक शी सेइंग दैट डे एंड नाइट नो लाइक नो अदर थॉट कम्स ओनली दैट स्टेट लाइक आई कैन नॉट हैव a second thought. And day and night, that is there. That is like this fire to meet beloved, you know, is there. Nothing like it. If any other thing even come closer, you know, in that fire that is burnt, you know, like that fire. Like if any second thought, you know, thought to have a cup of cappuccino that is burned in that fire. Birah bhujang mero dasyo hai kalejo lahar halahal jagi de. And she's saying that it feels like that using, like, you know, poison, it feels like this fiery place is like poison because nothing else can really be there, kind of. Like, you know, in poison, there is no, nothing else can be. So similarly, you know, this fireplace looks like it's like only poison because, you know, not even this thought of having a cup of tea or having, you know, nothing can be there. It feels like it's poison.
Contaminating. Contaminating?
Yeah.
Very so consuming.
So consuming.
So consuming.
Meri arati meti gusai aaye milo mohi sagir. And saying, she is praying to Krishna, saying that because, you know, this fire is so, like, poisonous, so nothing can be there. So also I don't have a way, you know, I also don't have a way, because even path will be kind of consumed by the poison, so will become poison. So, she's saying that what I can see is if you can come and meet me, you know, like, I really cannot kind of stand up even, you know, and my wish is like what I see the way, if please you can come and meet me. मीरा व्याकुल अति उकलाणी पिया की उमंग अति लाली दे मीरा सेइंग दैट दिस फीलिंग ऑफ fire is becoming like a wave now, you know, like it probably if you don't come then this will also kind of fire can also merge me, even my body, you know, I can be consumed by the fire. So actually, there is not much time left, you know, like it, because it's becoming like wave of fire. So, really, you have to come, kind of. What she's saying, like nothing I can do. So she's saying that it feels like, you know, she can do nothing, and of course she can do nothing. Like if once this fire has caught you, I think, like, you know, there is kind of no way out. You know, like you, at least you don't feel any way. You know, like this. And somehow this fire kind of takes care, we can say, like somehow.
In Krishna literature, mm-hmm. they talk about Radha, mm-hmm. and sometimes she gets fits of anger at Krishna. And mm-hmm. what
does that mean? Yeah, like a. The question, so question is like in Krishna literature, like there is this Radha, his girlfriend, and sometimes she is angry to Krishna. So, like the question is, what is that? And because she is also like devotee as well as a girlfriend, also like kind of, you know, anger is like usual sometimes. And another thing is because Krishna had 16,000 girlfriends. So of course, you know, poor Radha, you know, she has to be angry. Devotion, like this love, like, you know, this cannot be burnt in the fire. Like this love, actually, like somehow this love is, it feels to me like, you know, immortal kind of thing. It cannot be burnt in this fire, even this fire, like what she is feeling. And because she is having this devotion, you know, this love, so this love, you know, can manage to stay even in this fire. Like somehow this love has this quality that can stay even in any situation. So probably this is why, like, you know, there is like this love and the fire at the same time. So because of her path, you know, being devotional too, you know, she is kind of...
I suppose I was sensing that the fire was the love.
Yeah, like, but fire can, you know, like, fire is like a missing, we can say,
missing,
like missing Krishna, yeah, like missing that,
yeah.
We can say.
Kind of hard to understand, like,
yeah.
The exact kind of quality of,
yeah, like, you know, because like if you have devotion, you know, like if you have this love, then it's like, you know that nothing can kind of, you know, that is like always alive. And then, like, you know, this love will be alive in this fire also, in this fire of longing, you can say. Actually, Krishna comes, you know, again and again.
Huh?
Yeah, I think, you know, worrying is not good, you know. Fire is good, but worrying is not good. Like, I think, you know, this love, you know, like it's...
It's like the wine, there's never...
Yeah, like it's kind of, you know, I don't know, like, what it's like. It's not lack at all, you know, not to feel that it's coming out of lack. You know, you really, I don't know, it has a different texture, you know. Try to know, really feel again.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe feeling again.
Feeling again.
Like.
Is it possible to say what's going on?
Some kind of whispers. So, yeah. She's saying that in her own experience, when she feels this love, so in this love, there is also longing. Like longing and love, they are kind of together. You know, they are not separate. And Meera is saying that there is this fire, and the love for Krishna is still, like, you know, in the, like, everything is burned except this love for Krishna. So this is like, you know, like, different statement. You know, Meera is saying something and she is feeling something. So kind of we are whispering. If so.
I didn't say that, but that is the case. But what I did say is that when there's this feeling of fire, the fire of longing, that also has the quality of love. Like, it's not, there's the longing and there's the love, like, separate. It's all one and the same thing.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Like,
it's everything.
Yeah, so what I am feeling now, you know, like,
yes,
listening to you,
yeah,
like, looks like, because, like, your love, you know, what you feel, love, probably, like, you know, Meera, because she is in love with Krishna outside. So, her love has a face, face towards Krishna. And your love is like more content, so it's like all over the body, you know, like it's not kind of missing because of Meera having a face, yeah, or image, you know, she is kind of little missing, and you are not missing. So this is what I'm feeling now, but I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
I don't know if you're right.
Somehow it's like the emotional love.
No, I think also for Meera, it's not like emotional, but like more kind of in devotion, you have like a somebody outside you. So of course your love will have like a face, you know, a nose, eyes. And if somebody is not outside, then of course will not have eyes and nose. So will fill you, like, you know, like your body will be filled. And that will be like enough, kind of, you know, like you will feel that, you know, like, you know, the shivering and everything in the body. And probably she will also feel, but because of having nose and eyes, you know, still will kind of longing for Krishna. You know, that maybe this is the difference. Yeah, but like, you know, like, but actually, like, you know, that is true, but, you know, for her, Krishna is true, you know, like, for her, it's not like,
but he really appears to her.
Yeah, he really appears to her in person, you know, because, like, when love is so strong, you know, like, this happens, not in person, you know, like, this kind of body, not, but some kind of body. But I think, you know, yeah, must be. And I think also, like, you know,
it's true what you were saying in Christian religion, that people are Christians, the Virgin, for example.
Without having a face, yeah, also possible. You know, this feeling of devotion, you know, content feeling of devotion.
Or not content feeling of devotion.
Yeah, you know, like,
the question is,
like contained, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, this. You want to say something? Yeah. Don't have like any object.
No.
Yeah. So this is, you know, so that can be like you really feel inside like the breeze of devotion, but is not heading towards any. Like you really, your body is feeling that, you really feel. That is possible. Like really, you know, like because it's like very peculiar love, like this devotional love. It's like really very, it has like different texture, you know, like very different. And it can be the way you are saying that, yeah, possible.
That's somehow what I was wondering, if this longing comes from the other texture.
This longing?
Comes from the texture of emotional feeling. It's emotional when you have eyes and you put something outside you.
Yeah, like we can say emotional, yeah. But I think like for me, emotion means which starts and finishes. Like for me, like what I mean from, like what I understand from emotion means which starts and also get kind of, you know, stops. And this is why kind of I was little hesitating to say emotional, because this is like this starts, but you know, it kind of no ending, like there is no end to it, but it feels like emotional, certainly like there is person, you know, whom you like put your all heart, you know, towards that person. So it feels like emotional, but because the quality is like, it doesn't stop, you know, generally emotions, they, in the morning they start, by noon they are finished. Or some can stay like for months, like maximum months, but not years.
So how I feel like this is changing all the time? Like
this is.
This feeling she has is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with a clear sense of devotion, maybe, and continues mixing emotions.
Yeah, I think emotions will, you know, kind of, you know, make it increase and kind of, you know, that is possible. But, you know, like some, I think, you know, it is little different than the emotional, because it's, something is always there. It doesn't kind of see as emotions, like they cease, like there is like, yeah. Like generally what I understand from emotion.
Yeah, for me it's like she is always there.
She
is always there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's always there is she.
Chi.
To love someone.
Ah, okay, yeah. So what, yeah. So she is always there.
I mean,
and Like if tea is already there, can we say that emotions are not? Like, you know, just for my knowledge, you know, I'm asking.
Like somehow I feel like when you start from this kind of view, from the eye, the more earthly eye, somehow you miss it. I mean, you start with the mind, and then the mind comes emotion, because I feel like whatever, call it devotion or whatever, not from the mind or from the eye. That's why I'm actually experiencing now. I feel like it is there. Somehow it doesn't grow.
Didn't?
It doesn't grow.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't grow. Doesn't shrink.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't grow.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I was wondering.
And like your experience in the life with emotion, like if they stay very long with you, or what?
Emotions.
Yeah, emotions.
Yes, I had an emotion. It's me. my own emotion, yo. I feel my eye like a big emotion.
Okay, so then you can say so, yeah, no problem. Like, you know, if you feel like that, then it's no problem. So somehow, she's also like, you know. But for me, like, what I understand, like, you know, I misunderstand, but what I understand from emotion, you know, something which, like, comes and goes. This is my understanding about emotion. So this is why I was saying, like, maybe it's, like, a little different, like, the emotion. We can sit quietly for a few minutes. Yes, please.
In the same devotional literature, we talk about different attitudes of love. It doesn't seem to me that there's a choice, is there?
So the question is like in devotional literature, they talk about different bhav, and she's asking like if there is a choice in different bhavs.
What is bhava?
Bhav is like
spiritual attitude,
we can say, and it's no choice. You know, they really enough somehow, like, I don't know how, like, you know, there is like this mixture is made, and then you feel that kind of attitude, and then other mixture is made, and then other kind of attitude. I think, you know, like somehow if you really go, maybe I think, you know, we can say this, that we don't have any control. Yeah, devotion, and like in like only in one path there are different attitudes. You know, like sometimes you feel to whom you are devoted to, as your beloved, sometimes as your friend, sometimes as your child, you know, kind of, sometimes as your husband, like wife, also all these attitudes are there. Choiceless attitudes, yeah. Yeah, it's like more like that has come to you, you know, like in your plate, like somebody poured that, and you have to be kind of with it. Yeah.
Innate.
So we can sit quietly for a few minutes.